This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Big weekend. I hope you had a great one. I hope you got to spend time with family and friends. I know you got the honeydews. You've also got the holidays coming up. Maybe you hit the gym a little bit because you got to work off a little bit of that Thanksgiving, you know, pie, that extra piece of pie you ate. I got to drop 15 pounds quick just to fit into my clothes. I'm not going to buy a new wardrobe. I'm telling you right now, look, so here's what happened with me. I quit working out for a little bit because I thought I was going to have surgery. I figured, you know, what the heck? Let them get through. I didn't want them cutting through so much muscle, you know, so I gave them a little fat. Anyway, didn't get to have the surgery I thought I was going to have. And so I look up. I'm like 15 pounds too freaking heavy. I'm a heavy D, so got to hit the gym. And, you know, if you think you're going to diet during the holidays, well, let's just say you're an optimist because it's very tough to do. Thanksgiving, different. Hey, come by the house, have a little Thanksgiving, this or that. So you go by, you have a little eggnog, a little piece of pie, whatever. Next thing you know, you're 3 pounds heavier. Anyway, I know you got a lot to do, a lot on your mind. Glad you're with us today. The theme for today is perspective. And you know what's funny? Perspective is one of those things that changes with everybody. But you can always look at things from a different perspective. And what I was having a discussion. Who was I having this discussion with? Oh, you know what it was? It was a meeting. A wealthy family has a thing at their house once a month, and they invite people over. They own a grocery store chain, and they invite people over to discuss various issues, political issues, but it's all meant to be very open. And one of the things, they had a radio host who was the guy, and one of the things that he said was, he said, you know, we all have to be more open-minded. And he finished up, and you know, and it was a feel-good story and all that. His brother had been killed in the war, and he took up the mantle and became a radio host out of nowhere. Wasn't a very good student, and found himself obviously conservative in his political thinking. But he believes that if we just talk to people, things are going to change. And I'm going, I don't think it will. I mean, when it was time for Q&A, I said, I disagree with you. I said, I've watched leftists. They don't change their mind. They're very dogmatic. And I said, and he says, well, Kevin, one-on-one they tend to. I said, one-on-one, no question, they will listen a little better because they don't have the cacophony of people going, oh, he crazy. So they'll listen a little bit, but it takes a lot to change their minds. But here's the main thing. I said, and I looked around the room, there must have been 100 people. I said, in this room, there are people who are willing, I said, I don't think there's a person in this room, in fact, who's not willing to hear what they have to say. You could say to me, Kevin, I really believe pedophiles are good people. And I'll say, really? You know, tell me more. But then I want to have my say. And I want to say, you know, as much as I understand that the mind of a pedophile doesn't see things the way we do. It's like an anorexic that sees herself as too fat. I said, I can acknowledge that an anorexic sees herself as too fat, but that doesn't make it right. I can acknowledge that a pedophile can rationalize, you know, sex with a child, but that doesn't make it right. And I can back that up from an argument's perspective by giving you facts and talking about impact on children and so on and so forth. And then we can look at the statistics of children of pedophilia, you know, the victims of pedophilia. What happens to them? Their suicide rate is geometrically higher than a child who doesn't suffer from that. And I could go on. But I'm willing to listen to them, even though I think it's a crackpot idea. But what I said to the guys, they don't listen to us. They don't want to. The minute you say to somebody, I voted for Trump, I didn't vote for Obama, I didn't vote for Hillary, I don't vote for Democrats, whatever. Pick your poison. I'm not a progressive. I don't believe in gay marriage. What does I do have? I own guns. I go to church. There's a host of things that are triggers, and then suddenly they no longer want to hear your perspective. So that's one aspect. And then I also want to look at perspective on things that have happened in the media. What do you think about it? You know, we got a lot to talk about. Kate Steinle's killer gets off. Is your perspective, that's a terrible thing. It is. But I can tell you something that might make you feel a little better about it. I can also talk to you about Mike Flynn. He's going to testify against Donald Trump. What? Mike Flynn? Oh, my goodness. People text me, Kevin, this doesn't look good for Donald Trump. And I'm like, guys, really? Seriously, I'm going to have to talk you off the ledge again? This is much ado about nothing, and we'll talk about that. And from a different, hopefully, a different perspective. The Alabama race. How much money is being thrown into it? What trickeration is the Democrats doing in order to fix this election? You think the Democrats are trusted more or less now? You think Hillary Clinton's trusted more or less? Think Barack Obama's a big star or what? He's traveling around the world and everybody's mad. Kevin, he's going in talking after Donald Trump came from China. He's making this and that. Really? Do you care? Do you think it's going to impact anything? What do you think the president of China is thinking about Barack Obama? He's met the real president of the United States. What do you think he's going to think about Obama? Think he's going to change his mind about something? He's going to go and do Donald Trump's trade deal. Go do it. You think he's got that kind of juice? I'm hopeful, and this is what I try to do every single day, and I believe I accomplish this. I make you more empowered. I make you feel good about who you are and what you've chosen and the direction that you're headed. And I don't know if this is a – I don't know what to call this, but here's what I'll tell you. When I tell you that Donald Trump's not in trouble, you can trust that he's not in trouble. And maybe that helps you stay the course. Maybe that helps you get in the face of a leftist and say, you're no longer going to give me your perspective. Because the person that people texting me, Kevin, I'm watching Judge Napolitano, and he's saying this, that, and the other. And I'm saying to you, you can trust that Donald Trump would tell you if he was in trouble. He would say, yeah, you know, maybe we did do something that was out of technicality or whatever, but, you know, we'll deal with it. He's not running from it. You shouldn't either. Every time you guys do this, I feel like I don't have that army behind me. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't need you. I'm going to still say what I say, but I'm hoping that you understand that you don't need to abandon your views about things because somebody on the left is giving you fake news. God, you know, we've gone through this, folks. We've been through this together. We've been in the trenches. Anyway, short break. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Back
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We got tons to cover. Yeah, I'm going to get situated here in my seat here. Yeah, we got tons to cover. But I want to begin with these sex scandals. And look, I know. Let me just give you what we're going to cover. So everybody's aware and they're like, well, Kevin, are you just going to cover this sex stuff? No. First of all, let me give you a little bit of an idea of perspective, because this is what most people were talking about over the weekend with me. And I'd gone to a gun show with some friends of mine, law enforcement guys, and we were talking about this, and they said, you know what really makes me mad, Kevin? This story with Flynn has taken everything out of the news cycle. And I, you know, all the stuff, the sex scandals and all that the Democrats are going through. I said, don't worry about it. And I said, it'll all come back. It's only temporary. And I explained this to him. I said, here's what happens. I don't know if you guys really know this, so let me give you a little inside baseball. So the Democrats, they take all these different things that are brewing. They got the list. They got Franken under fire. And let me just go ahead and tell you, Al Franken, he's protected. And it's because the Democrats have a racist system out there that says, we can go after this Latino guy. There's a new guy that Nancy Pelosi just attacked. I don't know if you guys saw this. He's a Hispanic man. She also, after calling John Conyers an icon, she then attacked him and said he needs to resign. But you'll never hear her say Franken should resign. And here's why. The Democrats have stacked the deck to where it doesn't matter whether this Latino guy goes, including this other guy, Grijalva, it doesn't matter if John Conyers leaves. All they're going to do is stick another Latino or another black in their place that's a Democrat that will be worse than the person that they are replacing, and it's business as usual. Democrats are going to win those districts. But Al Franken, he would lose. That seat would go to a Republican because Al Franken's already cheated his way in, and the Republican conceded and he could have won. But it will not go to a Democrat. So Al Franken's got to serve it out. He's got to ride it out. That's why you don't hear Democrats asking for Al Franken to resign. Just FYI. So anyway, that's one of the things. But I was explaining how this all works, this inside politics works. So here's what you have. You have the left who know they are in big trouble. You had Mueller. I wrote a piece about him the other day that said Mueller better do something quick or he's going to be under fire because he should have recused himself. He knows he's embroiled in the very mess that he's investigating. So Mueller knows this, so that's brewing. The left know this, that's brewing, and that they've got nothing on Donald Trump. But they like the specter of it all. Remember when Keith Olbermann gave up his job because he says, my job is done. I can now go off and live my life. And so the idea was Donald Trump will be arrested or impeached or asked to leave or whatever. And so he claims his job is done. They want to build a narrative. But here's the deal. They count their scandals. They got Hillary Clinton on the ropes. It's now been determined that Bill Clinton set up the ambush of Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. So you got this white racist former president, Democrat, who ambushes the black attorney general, and we'll go more into the story. That's what's being released on this. He wanted to get that meeting with her because it was going to put her in a tough spot. Does she say it? Does she not say it? And he bet on the idea that she wouldn't say it, and she wouldn't have. The only way that meeting we even knew about it was because of a Hispanic dude, a reporter, or somebody who was tipped off by a grounds crewman who said, this is weird. I saw Bill Clinton going to meet this jet, and the reporter's like, what? And he goes and finds out that Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton have this meeting. So you have that. But back to what I was going to say, because you guys are going, when's he going to get to the point, Kevin? Well, the point is this. When the Democrats know that there's too much going on, they manipulate the news cycle. That's what Barack Obama did. During his campaign, when McCain looked like he might win, Barack Obama and the left, they made the news cycle about the financial markets. So what they did is they made a few phone calls. The market crashed. Now, it didn't crash by accident. Some big money people took their money out, crashed it. McCain had said,
well, the stock market's doing great. We're doing great in the economy.
And next thing you know, boom, the media cycle changed. McCain was looked at as, well, he doesn't even know anything about the economics. But here's Barack Obama predicting we're not doing well. And there's McCain saying we are. And then the market crashes. But that's what they do. They hold this stuff. And for the record, they have scapegoats at the ready. If you don't believe, I know people think I'm kidding. The Democrats already have a list of names of people who they will feed to the media. The minute that these stories start to break against them. Well, you know, that's Susan Rice. We were telling you about her. And they'll start leaking information about a person. You can tell. But what they'll do is they'll change the media. And that's what they did. So in this particular case, they said to Mueller, look, your butt's on the line. You better do something. So Mueller says, well, this is all I got. I got Flynn. So Flynn goes out and he says what he says. Then you get this other guy, the media guy who gets fired for white privilege fired is what I call it because he didn't get fired. He got put on probation for 4 weeks. So he comes out and says, there's proof that Flynn said this when Donald Trump was a candidate. And he's like, you know, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, smoking gun, smoking gun. And we'll get more into this story because I want to play a clip from The View on this. But anyway, so the cycle moves away. But here's what it is. It's going to come back. And it's just this quick subterfuge because they got to get us off of talking about racist Democrats and why they won't attack Al Franken. The industry of sexual predation by the left, it's an industry. Whether it's Hollywood, whether it's academia, whether it's companies they own, it doesn't matter. They make an industry of it. And I love these sex scandals. I love the drip drip of them. And I love knowing that more will come. There are more sexual predators who are leftist men than any in this country than anywhere on the planet. And they are this way because they've been emasculated by the so-called women of the left, and they feel the need to get even. And you look at the psychology of mommy dearest type sons, the boys who grow up to be serial killers, and the daughters who grow up to be child abusers. That's who they had. They had bad parenting. And I'm telling you, the guys who grow up hating women, it's because their mothers were so overbearing. They wouldn't allow the man of the house to be the man of the house and so on and so forth. Mark Simone tweeted this. Now, I think this is interesting. That's why I love the drip drip. After correctly predicting Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer, everyone keeps asking me who's next. Let's just say a very liberal late-night comedian talk show host. Hint, he's not on every night. Now, I was thinking about this, trying to figure out who's not on every night. Well, there's John Oliver. He's not on every night. And he's a big-time leftist. He's a Brit. And I don't even know if he's a citizen now, but who knows? But somebody else is going to take the fall, and we're going to get the drip drip. And don't think that it's gone, folks. This is not over. And neither is this show. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Kate Steinle, beautiful woman. Wow, she's just a lovely lady. And, you know the story, walking with her dad down in San Francisco, Utopia, and an illegal living in Utopia at this, you know, at the request of others out there. He finds a firearm and somehow accidentally the gun goes off, ricochets, shoots Kate Steinle. Her dying words to her dad are, you know, something like, "I love you, dad, help me," or something like that. I don't know what it was, but it was bad. And then they, you know, go to trial, and obviously he's been found not guilty. And I get it. If you found a gun and you picked it up and it discharged because you were like, "Oh my gosh, we can't let a kid have this," and it discharged without you ever touching the trigger or something, I'd go, "What? He didn't do anything." But of course, nobody would believe you, but. Yeah, I could see, you know, something like that where we would go, or somebody saw it and said, "I swear, he picked it up by the barrel, and it just went off." Okay, no harm, no foul. You saw it, you were going to, you know, bring it to the authorities, make sure nobody else got it. That would be a normal thing to do. But this guy got the gun, looked around, somebody said, fired it in the air or something like that, kills Kate Steinle, and he gets off. And the sad part about it is, and I think this is what the outrage from most people is, that he was an illegal. Forget, let's not even talk about deportation right now, but he was an illegal in this country. And he does the wrong thing. And citizens in what's called a sanctuary city, there is no such thing legally, but San Francisco wants to call itself that, at least for the time being. So those citizens have no power to go after somebody like this. Do you think the family of Kate Steinle can sue Zarete or whatever his name is and get anything? Of course not. He's got nothing. So their beautiful daughter dies, who has a beautiful future ahead of her, and they get nothing except loss. City doesn't care. The state doesn't care. So you have to wonder, what level of protection do you have as a citizen of the United States? Living in one of these so-called sanctuary cities, which, for the record, we talked about this a while back. They paid an illegal $190,000 because his rights were violated when something happened. He got arrested and they held him because he was illegal. It was some ridiculous thing. But he made $190,000. I don't know how long it takes you to make $190,000, but that would not make me happy. So that's what we have with this particular situation. Now, everybody's outraged. I mean, I'm on the Twitter feed. When the jury came out, somebody had sent me an email. Kevin, have you seen the Steinle verdict? And I was like, no, I haven't. And then, you know, what is it? Not guilty for the, and I remember, I was like, what, they declared that guy not guilty? Seriously? I was like, how could that even possibly be? And of course, I looked up the story, and sure enough, it was true. And it's old news at this point. So he was found not guilty. But here's what's really interesting about this, is it's a matter of perspective as to how you want to deal with this. And you're going, Kevin, come on now. There's no perspective on this. This guy should not be able to kill an American citizen, get away with it. Well, ICE issued a DOJ somebody. They issued a warrant for his arrest for being here illegally. And what added insult to injury to this particular guy was he'd been deported 7 times. I heard as few as 5, and I heard as many as 7. 7 times. So he's a 7-time criminal, 5 to 7-time criminal, sneaking back over into this country multiple times, and then doing something stupid. Because from a cultural standpoint, nobody picks up a gun and goes, shoot it, except a kid or an imbecile. That's it. Everybody else says, wow, this is not good. You know, I'm going to pick this gun up. I'm going to make a phone call to the police and say, here it is. He has no excuse for saying, I was afraid to call the cops. What would they do to me? You're in the sanctuary city, so, you know, the so-called. You know nothing's going to happen to you. And by the way, that's one of the arguments of the left, is that the reason why you need to let these people come out of the shadows is because when they do, they're able to do the right thing. They will report on other people and report on crime because they feel like they're part of society. Well, that kind of pokes a hole in that argument. Now, we haven't gotten enough hay out of this. I said this to the Republicans, if there was ever a poster child for why you do not want illegals here, you just got it with Kate Steinle. You know, I play a clip from a comedian, Patrice O'Neill, who says, you know, the value of a white woman is how quick they'll go look for when she disappears. Well, if Kate Steinle had disappeared, they go look for her right away because she's a beautiful lady. Yeah, she wasn't like Victoria's Secret model beautiful, but she was really pretty. And so you have all the makings of it. This family girl walking with her dad. Were they with a baby or something, maybe? It was like the picture-perfect thing to go after. And they blew it. But Donald Trump didn't. And what I'm going to say may seem a little crass. Some of the people, come on, Kevin, you can't go making, you know, things on a tragedy. This is a tragedy that was amplified in more cases to be a tragedy when Kate Steinle didn't get justice. So ironically, she may get more justice and America may get more from this in the miscarriage of justice than they would have had this guy gotten any type of punishment. Because now the spotlight goes back on the left. Now, the defense attorney comes out and says, look, you know, the jury that saw everything and blah, 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 and, you know, this is what the way it was, and they were given the letter of the law. Well, I don't care what you say. Nobody in America, not even the lowest common denominator citizen, goes, you're talking about there's a jury in California that chose an illegal who had been here 5 to 7 times, and then he finds a gun and shoots it in there and shoots a lady, and he doesn't do a serve any time. Black folks are outraged. Are you following me? Are you tracking? White folks, see, when I talk about perspective, I want you to think about this from a different perspective. See, black people who are languishing in prison for, you know, things that they're going on, man, that was nothing for me to catch a case. Ask the average black person, do they believe they could have gone to a park in San Francisco, picked up a gun, shot a beautiful white woman like Kate Steinle, and not serve prison time? Find me that Negro, please. Because I'm going to tell you something. That person doesn't exist. Black folks are looking at this going, that's crazy. Now, you may go, Kevin, come on now, you're taking advantage of this tragedy. Whatever. I'm telling you what the way it is. I'm telling you what I would be doing with this tragedy. Because, see, she's dead. The only thing that we could do at this point is try to convict the person that killed her. And I don't know all the law legalities. I don't think he saw Kate Steinle and said, I'm going to shoot that white chick right there. I think he did something really stupid, but the outcome of that stupidity was her death. Now, what else does it do? Because immediately Donald Trump says, we need to build this wall. Because if San Francisco is going to allow people to kill you willy-nilly, this is the time to do it. The death of Kate Steinle was the first thing. I remember the timing of it. I forget exactly when it happened, but I was thinking, because I think it was Trump, and Trump was saying something about immigration at the time. He wasn't president for sure, but he was running or had declared. And I remember thinking, wow, you couldn't ask for better timing for a dude to say, you know, we don't need illegals. And then when it's coming back up, you know, the wall, you know, the whole thing, then suddenly they let the dude go who killed this girl. I'm thinking, wow. God shines. He shows his grace to Donald Trump and to America, because here again, people get to see how crazy leftism is when it goes unchecked. Now, that's the perspective. That's why, as tragic as it is that they let this man go, it was so outrageous. It's reaching into the least common denominator. When Donald Trump talks about building a wall and protecting people, you better know he's going to bring up Kate Steinle. They're calling this wall the Kate Steinle Wall, Steinle's Law, things like this, where you cannot do what this guy does to a citizen. There's all kinds of people that are, pardon me, chiming in on this. Some people even want legislation around it. That's how big this is. So, you know, look, I know there's a lot in the news cycle right now, and this is going to go away in a short amount of time, but you can bet Donald Trump will not let it go away long term. You better know it. Neither should you, by the way. You should be looking at this story, and of course, they brought up Jamil Shaw. You know, his son was killed by an illegal, I believe, in a just shot. A stellar athlete that had gone to serve his country. He comes home, whatever, he gets killed. So, the tragedy of Kate Steinle's death and the tragedy of what happened to her in the miscarriage of justice that let her killer go free is likely going to be the thing that builds the wall and reaches into the community that we normally don't reach in these issues.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Nancy Pelosi says that the sex scandals that are out there have set women back decades. Glad you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about us. And my book, Race Pimping, is perfect for this subject. Except it's gender pimping this time. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
The sex scandals are setting us back.
No, Nancy, women have been setting women back for decades. Did you know Matt Lauer's ex-wife accused him of cruel and inhumane behavior in 2006? I guess the media didn't catch up with that. And it's funny, they said of Representative John Conyers that he was being railroaded by white women. And one of the people that heard that responded back and says, well, then let her out of her NDA and we can see if he's being railroaded. He's claiming that he's being railroaded by white women, but he doesn't want to let them out of their non-disclosure agreements so that they can talk about it. And he can say, no, you know, here's the evidence. Here's what she said. Here's what happened, blah, blah, blah. Here's my evidence against her, whatever. On a lighter note, as part of a rehab, Senator Al Franken has volunteered to give free breast exams at the Women's Sexual Addiction Clinic. Oh, man. I'm telling you, this stuff is, this is interesting to me. And again, we got a lot to talk about, but I'm going to cover these sex scandals because the news doesn't want us to cover them. Matt Lauer. You hear the bad news about Matt Lauer? Did you guys hear this? Dude makes $28 million a year, and he wanted $30 million to end his contract, and they told him no. He's not getting the payout. Bad news, Matt. He's going to have to live on the $28 million that he's lived on for the last decade. I mean, that's what he makes per year. But here's what's interesting. In Manhattan, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses for the dude, but that money doesn't go very far. Okay, so let's say this. After taxes, he's making, say, $16 million, something like that. A lot of coin, but he's got a house in Sag Harbor, Long Island. He's got a place in the city. And, you know, you can't live. It's not like I would live in New York where I'd give me, like, a little one-bedroom place. And, you know, it'd be nice. If I made $5 million a year and I was in New York, I'd get a place that, say, was worth, I would just probably rent, honestly, but if I could afford it, I might buy a place for, you know, $500,000, which would be a rat hole in New York, and I would only buy it with the idea that it's going to appreciate, but I'd deck it out on the inside, but on the outside, it would probably be a rat hole. But I wouldn't, you know, like these people that get these $10 million, you remember the scene in, what was it, Wall Street, when Charlie Sheen starts making money, and then he's looking out the window, and, you know, this movie is like 1980-something, but he's looking out the window, and this Jewish lady's selling the place, and she says, it's $950,000, and then he's like, and she's like, look, the meat is running, you gotta say something, and he goes, I'll take it, and, you know, it's got this great view and all this, and of course his girlfriend comes in and decks it out, and who knows what she charged him. But I mean, you don't get much. That place in the 1980s was not, that place today is like $7 million. People go there and pay cash. So I don't know how, you know, Matt Lauer's living large, but man, so they didn't give him his 30 mil. Oh man, he's not going to get his payout. No one could understand, I'm reading this, why his blushing bride had her dashing husband on such a tight leash. This is an article I was reading about Matt Lauer, who, as it turns out, has a pretty bad reputation. Now, here's what they say. 5 weeks after the Sheik Hamptons wedding in 1998, former model Annette Roque kicked up such a fuss on hearing that Matt Lauer was heading to Florida to cover a space shuttle launch for the Today Show that NBC staffers had to scramble to get her a set of last-minute pass credentials so her husband would never be out of her sight. What I find interesting, funny about these things is how many people notice, and then but they dismiss it or they don't seem to care. It's like the dude who goes out and, you know, shoots up his old where he was employed, and everybody goes, you know, I never thought Charles would do that. But it was strange that he would always be cleaning his guns on the front porch and shooting squirrels. You know, he wouldn't shoot them physically, but he would aim the gun and go, pow, pow, pow. And you didn't find that strange. It's like, where do these people come from? Friends of Lauer are stunned that the down-to-earth newsman is suddenly catering to such indulgent whims, was reported at the time. Offers one insider, he's whipped. Yeah, his model woman girlfriend is whipped. But in hindsight, Roke, now 52, simply may have been trying to rein in her new husband's wandering eye, a problem that 2 decades later would cost him his job. People knew. You know, we showed that clip of Lauer, was showed it, when I say that, we on the website. It was Lauer, and he was talking. No, it was Katie Couric, and she says of Lauer that he used to grab their butts. And what's funny about it is, I am kind of defending this. There are people you know, like for example, I have friends I went to college with that are females. And if we were playing grab ass in the office, it would just be innocent stuff. It would be no big deal because we knew each other in college, you know. Or if a woman that I know I grew up with and she comes up and slaps you on the butt and says, yeah, Kevin, get your butt to work or whatever, I wouldn't think anything of it. But we have to now. So Katie Couric didn't seem to be any worse for wear. But here's what's interesting about that. Katie Couric, if she didn't like Matt Lauer, I don't mean trying to have a sexual relationship, but I'm saying if she just wasn't friendly with him, needless to say, they'd be reporting each other on it. You get what I'm saying? But because they're friendly, it's okay. So I think what most people would say, well, Kevin, if everybody can't go up and pat Katie on the butt, then Matt Lauer shouldn't be able to do it either. Because if I see Matt Lauer pat Katie on the butt, I'm like, look at Katie all cute, and, you know, that she don't care about nobody patting on the butt. So, you know, we might be like homeboys on our whole college football teams and, you know, get a little carried away, and I might spank that butt, you know. And next thing you know, I'm getting fired. Brother getting fired. Matt's going, hey, white privilege. You can't go spanking on a white woman's butt, Kevin. I'm like, who knew it was about a white woman? I just saw the butt. You know, I saw you do it, Matt. And Matt's like, I got it going on. So I get it. I get that people want uniformity. But Katie didn't seem to mind. Now, other people might. And see, I was having this discussion with friends of mine over the weekend going, you know, where do you draw the line? We play this joke a little bit where the guy says, if I ask a woman out, you know, she's like reporting me to HR as a stalker, but Brad Pitt could stand naked in front of her window, you know, messing with his beard hairs or something, and she would be like, oh, he was so, you know, so thoughtful, or, you know, it was so romantic. And it's so true. Anyway, so I'm going to go back to this article. It said, Rogue, perhaps the most overlooked victim in this sordid Matt Lauer scandal, is now reportedly hiding from the press in the Hamptons. As many wonder if she'll finally free herself from a disastrous marriage that has been an open secret in media for years. So, look, I'm not moralizing about Matt Lauer's relationship. There's a new relationship category in a lot of places. It's complicated, and I get it. It's complicated for a lot of people, including conservatives. But to go out and, you know, with this, and again, I can only go on what people are saying, but if Matt Lauer is anything close to what they're saying, it's like Weinstein. If he's just a fraction of what we know about him, he's a pretty bad guy. If Matt Lauer's, you know, got this horrible life in terms of his marriage, and he's living in town, because I know he's got a place in New York, in the city, in Manhattan, and then his wife's out in the Hamptons with the kids, and they kind of live this separate existence, and Matt's like, you know, I'm dating and asking women out or whatever. Why can you be mad at him? That's what they've got going. But anyway, I just find it interesting that people know now the little dirt starts to come out, and suddenly the left wants to close this off. Because, see, this involves media people, which also is, it's also tied to politics.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.